It's a Tuesday night. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world. I'm broadcasting here at republicbroadcasting.org, but I am in, as I say, Washington, D.C. All right, folks, you're going to be very delighted to know that I don't have much to say this evening. I am rather tired. I had a very long day. Didn't get as much sleep as I would have liked to have last night, and it was a very hot day today here in Washington. Not enough to create a holocaust that would burn out all the crime and corruption and the people responsible for it here in this city, but it was hot, needless to say. So I'm eventually going to get around opening up the phones here much sooner than I normally do, so if you have something you really need, feel really needs to be said and heard worldwide, you know the number here. It's 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, I get a lot of letters and emails from listeners and from people who subscribe to American Free Press. I wish everybody who subscribed to American Free Press was a listener to RBN, and I wish every listener to RBN was a subscriber to American Free Press, but it's not always that way. But in any case, I do get a lot of letters and emails. I try to answer all of them as I can. I get behind, particularly in the emails. I've gotten better about responding to the letters that come in. Try to respond to them right away, get them out the door, but sometimes I am delinquent. And unfortunately, I misplaced a written letter that came in to me, which I wanted to read verbatim on the air, and I wanted to respond in person to that person, but I misplaced that letter. But the point was this, it was regarding a comment that I made here on the program the other night, in the midst of a discussion about that favorite topic, that issue of Zionism, Judaism, Jewish political power in America, all of those things that combine together form a selection of taboo topics. Well, not on this program anyway, but generally taboo topics. And in the course of that discussion, I made the suggestion, I stated my opinion, using a rather clever turn of phrase long attributed to Minister Louis Farrakhan, that I believed that Judaism was a gutter religion. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I don't apologize for saying that, because that is my opinion. However, the person who wrote the letter, a very well-meaning person, said that they didn't think I should use that kind of language because it's inflammatory, number one. Number two, this is America where we do have freedom of religion, and we shouldn't criticize other people's religions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But on the whole, they said they liked the program, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I hasten to add that in this day and age, you cannot get away from not talking about religion and other people's religions because we constantly have other people's religions rubbed in our faces. So that having been said, I see the time rolling towards the break. I want to pursue this a little bit when we come back, which indeed I shall. So stay tuned here, folks. Listen to the broadcast carefully during the break because you're going to hear what our sponsors have to tell you. And what they have to tell you is just as important as what I have to say. So stay tuned. Listen carefully. Be right back.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat. clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, inviting you to call in here tonight, talk about anything you want, up to a limit, of course. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, before we went to the break, I was talking about a friendly criticism I received from someone who didn't like me using the term gutter religion to describe the Jewish religion. Well, that is what I believe about it, based upon my study of the Jewish religion, based upon the behavior and attitude of leaders of that religion towards the people of other religions, based upon the manner in which I have seen the Jewish-controlled media in this country defame and hammer and smear and muddy so many other religions. Years before they were doing it to Islam, they were doing it to all manner of Christianity, even ironically. Certain brands of so-called Christianity that inexplicably to me put the Jewish people and the state of Israel up as icons on an altar to be worshipped. But needless to say, for years, the Jews and their leaders and their shills in the mass media in this country have been smashing Christianity, dragging it through the mud, soiling it, talking about it in the same kind of perverse ways that you hear Eric Hufschmidt talk about all manner of subjects on his broadcast. But in any case, so the Christian religion has always been fair game and been in the gun sights of the Jewish control media in this country. So I find it rather ironic that anyone should even raise a question about anyone having a response to that, first of all. Second of all, of course, we have seen what has been done to the Muslim faith in the years since 9-1-1. The term Islam has been turned into a dirty word. But even to a more direct point here regarding the Jewish religion. Now, there are those who say Judaism is not Zionism and Zionism is not Judaism. Well, I believe that Judaism is Zionism and Zionism is Judaism if you study it carefully, if you look at the totality of the information which is available from a wide variety of sources, historical and modern. But I would add further that in looking at the Jewish religion, you also do find so many things about it that are just not quite what you would expect from something which we are told is somehow, quote-unquote, holy. I refer, of course, to the teachings of the Talmud, which is at the core of the Jewish religion, which teaches about the superiority of the Jewish people, this idea of chosenness, etc., etc. Now, even going beyond that point, I would add this. I would add this, that, you know, we talk about how we have freedom of religion in this country, and I'm all in favor of freedom of religion as long as someone's religion doesn't cause them, for religious reasons, to infringe upon the religious thoughts and feelings of others, as long as one's religious teachings don't lead one to commit crimes against other people. Now, I could go into that subject, that very sensitive subject, which a Jewish writer caught hell for over in Italy, that issue of ritual murder, but I won't go into that right now. That's a topic for another time, a topic that someone of authority should be talking about. But needless to say, I don't believe that one's religious freedom should give one the authority or the right to, well, to practice ritual sacrifice on someone of another religion, to practice such a thing in the name of practicing freedom of religion. But even that having been said, I would say this much, that, you know, we do talk about this freedom of religion in this country that the government is supposed to guarantee. But it's very, very interesting that one of the greatest advocates of religious freedom in this country, Thomas Jefferson, one of our most beloved, and rightfully so, one of our most beloved founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson shared precisely my views of the Jewish religion. Now, we will find on the Internet, coming from largely Jewish sources, efforts to proclaim Thomas Jefferson as some sort of grand friend of the Jews. But a close look at all of the circumstances, a close look at what Jefferson, in fact, really had to say, would suggest quite otherwise. Now, I'm not talking about famous quotes from Ben Franklin and George Washington, which the historicity of has been subject to debate. I'm not completely convinced that Ben Franklin did make his famous statement to the Constitutional Convention advocating a constitutional amendment barring Jews from the United States. I'm not convinced that that actually is true. I'm afraid it could be one of these things that someone cooked up for their own purposes thinking it sounded good. Nor am I absolutely convinced that George Washington made his famous quote, which escapes me, but which said something along the lines of what was purportedly said by Ben Franklin. However, there is no question but that Thomas Jefferson, while he did believe in freedom of religion, he also considered the Jewish religion, well, what he described it in a letter in 1819, He described Jesus as the greatest of all the reformers of the depraved religion of his own country. That is, Thomas Jefferson, our founding father, the author of the Declaration of Independence, considered Judaism to be a depraved religion. In a letter to John Adams, he commented on the Talmud and those revered teachings that guided the Jewish mindset then as they did today. He said, "What a wretched depravity of sentiment and manners must have prevailed before such corrupt maxims could have obtained credit. It is impossible to collect from these writings a consistent series of moral doctrine." But those are pretty tough words. They're coming from the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence. A guy to describe Thomas Jefferson as a guy is almost sacrilegious. A statesman, a philosopher, a genius, a titan among men. Thomas Jefferson considered Judaism to be depraved. Well, I would have to agree with Thomas Jefferson based upon my own study of that religion, and as I say, bringing this full circle, I think I was absolutely correct in making that judgment. I don't mean to offend any of our Jewish listeners out there if you consider your religion to be the opposite of being depraved, but chances are, if you're a devout Jew, you probably find some things about the Christian religion or about Islam or Buddhism or any of the myriad other religions out there. I'm sure there's something about those religions that you don't particularly like either. But again, that is what makes this country great. We can agree to disagree. So that having been said, we will just move forward here, and I hope that the person who wrote me that letter, whose name escapes me and whose letter has escaped me as well, I hope that person is listening in, and if they have any further comments, they're more than welcome to call in here tonight, as anyone is. So, in the meantime, we have a minute or so before we go to the first, or I shouldn't say the first break, second break, I do believe, here. And I'm going to go ahead and bring up one of our callers with the caution that we do have the break coming up and invite them to stay on, providing I haven't kicked them off prior to that, which I doubt is going to happen. So, we're going to go first to Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up. How are you tonight?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
Well, I'll see you
Saturday,
down at the mall.
Oh, my goodness. I totally forgot about that. Well,
you got to remind me
about the details.
Hey, I got an address here for people that may be interested in trying to find a bus ride there. The address is Ronvoy, as in convoy, but with Ron for Ron Paul. Ronvoy.
Okay, Ronvoy.
Yeah, the numeral 2, DC dot Eventbrite. That's event, B-R-I-T-E, .com. Ronvoy 2, DC, Eventbrite.com. There are buses coming from all over.
Now, Rick, what I'm going to ask you to do, we are going to go to the break here momentarily, but I'll tell you what, I've got a bad connection at this end, so I don't know how you're coming across to the callers, but I'm going to ask you to hang on for the break here, and when we come back, that'll give people the opportunity to get a pen and paper handy.
Okay.
And when we do come back from the break, which we're going to momentarily here, that'll give them the opportunity to write down that information. Yeah, now that rally, we're going to go to the break here momentarily, so let's just hang on for the break. Folks, get your pen and paper handy. When we come back, Rick is going to give the contact information for the Freedom Rally here in Washington, and it is this weekend. All right, stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain?
Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here coming to you from Washington. Our caller here on with us, Rick from Ohio, is reminding us that this weekend, July 12th, that's Saturday, and I guess on Sunday as well, there's going to be a Washington, D.C. march and rally, largely, I would suppose, of Ron Paul supporters, but you don't have to be if you're an advocate of the kind of philosophy that Ron Paul supported and supports, I should say. It's a great opportunity to meet other like-minded people and to make your voice heard. So there are trips, buses available coming to Washington, and our caller, Rick from Ohio, is giving us that information. So get your pen and paper handy. Give us that address again where people can go to get information.
Okay, it's Ron Voy, pooh.dc.eventbrite.com.
Okay, now that's Ron Voy.
Number two.
Number two, okay, yeah.
Eventbrite, spelled BRITE.com.
Okay.
Now there's 21 hours and 50 minutes to catch a bus coming out of Chicago. And the Mobile, Alabama, and Miami, 3 hours and 45 minutes left. No, wait a minute. It's 21 hours and 50 minutes left for those
previous
locations.
Yeah, I just brought this website up here, and it's a pretty comprehensive summary of where you can get buses.
Yeah, they're leaving Seattle. You got 3 hours and 45 minutes left to catch a bus from Seattle. And more information can be found at revolutionmarch.com or ronpaulforums.com or dailypaul.com or freedomsphoenix.com.
Yeah, actually, I'll tell you what, I found this just by a very quick search on Google of Ronvoy, R-O-N-V-O-Y. The first two things that came up on Google were informational sites about this, indicating there are some tickets available on some buses that are getting ready to sell out, but there's basically about 22 hours left to buy these tickets from the various cities that are sending buses to Washington. So I would say it's a great opportunity for people to do it and come to D.C. and make your voices heard.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out tomorrow and get the poster board. I'll make you a sign, Michael. How's that?
All right, we'll see what happens.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, listen, thanks for that call, Rick. Yeah, I had totally forgotten about that, so I'm glad Rick called that in. That's just do a search of Ronvoy, R-O-N-V-O-Y, on Google, and you'll get the information. Ronvoy, number 2, D.C., .eventbrite.com, and that's B-R-I-T-E.com. It is kind of a complicated address, but do a Google search, and I'm sure you'll find it. Okay, well, we are going to go to our next caller, except there's only one problem, ladies and gentlemen. I lost my caller page, but I'll be right with you. Okay, we have Carl in Montreal. Carl, come on up. You have a minute or two before the break.
Hey, you know, I was looking over some of the old magazines, the National Geographic here at the detention center, and I found a couple of interesting articles that actually speak out against Zionism, you know, and he even calls it Zionism, and how this one old article from 1982 was talking about the peace deal Israel made with Egypt, and it showed pictures of some of the Israelis and how they were provoking incidents, and they about didn't want to give up the land back to Egypt for peace. And it was openly critical of Zionism.
Well, there are open criticisms of Zionism in a lot of places. But what happens more often than not is that those media outlets that dare to publish things like that end up getting in trouble. There have even 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes is Jewish. And his producer, Don Hewitt, were Jewish, and they caught hell from the leaders of the Jewish community for daring to say that the Arab Republic of Syria was not really so bad in its treatment of Jewish people as the leaders of Jewish organizations in America would like to think. So you see, it's kind of funny. Anybody is an open target here, even National Geographic. And, in fact, it's funny you mention it. I have some vague memory of National Geographic in the past catching hell from groups like the Anti-Defamation League. And it could very well be that that particular article, Carl, that you're looking at is one of those articles that so perturbed the ADL.
Yep.
What issue of National Geographic was that, Carl? Do you remember?
It was in 1982. There were some other articles that came about here at the detention center. They have a whole collection of old National Geographic magazines going back to the 60s, and I was looking through some of the articles. This was from 1982. There was another one from 1973, I believe, I found here. This one,
yeah, well, see, that's the interesting thing. You know, I tell you, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, that you actually could say a lot of the things that you're not allowed to say today. Oh, well, speaking of not being allowed to say, we're not allowed to say anything further now for another couple minutes, so why don't you hang on there for the break, Carl?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. Stay tuned. Here with our good sponsors here at RBN have to say. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We've got Carl aboard. He's calling from Canada, but he is an American citizen who's being held in an immigration detention center up there. Well, because he dared to speak out. Anyway, Carl's telling us about some of the interesting things he's found in his reading, and I guess he has a lot of time to read up there. Some of the reading in, of all places, National Geographic, some things that have appeared in there talking about, well, let's be honest about it, the crimes of Israel. Carl, go ahead. You were about to make a point.
No, I was bringing out how it clearly, you know, talks about the crimes of, you know, Israel, you know, and this, I don't know about any of the new issues, if they talk about this, you know, dare to talk about it, but, you know, back in 1982, you know, I guess they were willing to publish, you know, an article talking about the crimes of Israel.
Yeah, times have really changed. It's kind of funny because, you know, there was a time frame in this country where Israel was not even on the radar map of most Americans. It wasn't even a big thing to Jerry Falwell and people of his ilk. But you know, in the last 20 years or so, the Israeli lobby, the Jewish lobby, has just really been kicking up its heels and making its presence felt, and politicians are now more attuned than ever to what they have to say, and not just politicians, but newspapers. And you know, I find that myself going through my old clip files. I find that so many years ago, you could find articles published in the mainstream press that talk very freely about a lot of these things, but no more, because as I say, these Jewish lobby groups kick up such a fuss, and it's just not worth the trouble for a lot of publishers to put themselves on the chopping block like that.
Yeah, I find that the Canadian media is, like, not very open, you know, like, to discuss anything. I've had problems with them, you know, not returning phone calls and telling me contradictory information, you know, even regarding my case, you know, hostility because of what my case involves, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you, yeah, you know, you picked probably the wrong issue to seek sympathy from the Canadian government. Canada to so many Americans seems like such a benign northern neighbor, you know, and, you know, it's really a beautiful country and the people are usually pretty nice people, but when it comes time to crack down on freedom of speech and freedom of thought, the Canadian government is just as totalitarian as the government of Israel, I suppose.
Yeah, but there have been several articles that have been published recently regarding Canada's involvement in either torturing innocent people who have been falsely accused of terrorism, or like Mayor Arar case, this guy Chuck Cowie, who was alleged terrorist, and another Canadian that was holed up in a Canadian embassy in Africa based on false information from the Bush administration linking him to terrorism. And there has been quite a few cases recently that have come out openly where, you know, innocent people have been vindicated based on, you know,
oh yeah, no, I mean that's, yeah, there, yeah, in that realm there is still a little bit more freedom than there would be elsewhere. Yeah, no, that's true enough. Yeah, thank God for that much.
Yeah. Now, I was reading the paper today. There was this guy who's been fighting for justice. He was wrongly imprisoned almost 50 years ago. He was convicted when he was 14 years old and sentenced to hang, and he was sentenced to prison, 10 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit, and they finally paid him $6.5 million, like almost 50 years later.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I'd want to spend all that time in prison, even if it meant $50 million, but, you know, it's, you know, unfortunately, that's the problem. This system we have in the United States, and I really don't know that much about Canada, yeah. But I've seen enough of what's happened here in this country, and I've seen how corrupt the judicial system is. So when I hear someone protesting their innocence, there's a lot of people who call themselves law and order people, and they don't believe anybody. They think if they're convicted, they should lock them up and throw away the key. But I tell you what, when I hear someone protesting their innocence, I say, well, they might just be innocent.
Yeah, I know the Canadian court system is a little bit more fair than the U.S. They're not, you know, basically locking everybody up and throwing away the key. At least if they go to prison here, they have a chance of getting out. And a lot of lawyers are pushing for, it was in the paper today, and I've heard it mentioned previously, trying to establish tribunals or some kind of a system to set up to look at miscarriages of justice and how to compensate victims who have been wrongly imprisoned. And they've been pushing for that here in Canada, having some sort of oversight over cases of wrongful convictions, wrongful imprisonment, and to compensate people, because there is no law in Canada where they have to compensate people who have been wrongfully convicted.
Oh, okay. Well, we hear cases like this all the time in the United States of people. I mean, it's very, very frightening is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well, Carl, I have to move on here, but as always, good luck. Watch your back up there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, we're not going to go too far west. We're going to go a little bit south here to Massachusetts. We've got Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good. I composed an email that was directed towards somebody other than you, Michael, but I sent you a copy of it, so I hope you get to read it.
All right, I'll watch for that.
Yeah, and you know, it has to do with like RBN and stuff.
Oh no! As a matter of fact, you know what, Dave? I did get that email. That was a very interesting email. As a matter of fact, yeah, I don't think I wrote you back, but I did read the email, yes.
Okay, wonderful. I have a couple of funny stories to tell you, but I might not be able to get to them tonight, but I'm off this week, so I can call in during the rest of the week.
I actually had,
I don't want to talk about this right now, I want to talk about something else, but I actually had a close encounter with Abe Foxman.
I want to hear about that.
So we might have time, but let me hurry up. And well, one thing I want to get to is, I was over Barnes and Noble's, Michael, and lo and behold, I just happened to stumble across Jim Maher's book on the Rise of the Fourth Reich. So I picked up a copy, and I read the introduction. And you know, he's talking about, like, Hitler's devil that was taken out. It was not only Hitler, but also Hitler and Eva Braun devils that were taken out and burned.
Hey, right. Mm-hmm.
And then Hitler was spirited out the back and so on and so forth. But, you know, Michael, I hope Pope Leo from Massachusetts, well, I hope he's not listening. I was going to say I hope he's listening, but actually I hope Pope Leo from Massachusetts isn't listening to this call, because, you know, I'll tell you, Michael, I think the Jesuits are onto something. And what the Jesuits teach is that Hitler was a virgin, that Hitler never had sex. So he was actually the Virgin Adolf. Actually, the Jesuits solved this mystery, because what the Jesuits teach, and I'm inclined to believe it, that the Virgin Adolf was assumed bodily up to Hitler heaven by God. I think that's what became of him.
You're a bad boy, Dave.
I get some funny stories. Do you think I have time to tell you about my close encounter with Abe Foxman?
I do want to hear about it. Yeah, we have a few minutes before the break.
Okay. You know, on Independence Day, I called the Liberty Hour, and Edwards.
Right. Yeah, I remember you calling in. As a matter of fact, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I started to more.
I listened to it in a rebroadcast, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and the call was all choppy. You know, maybe I'm gonna have to get a different phone, but. But anyways, you probably got the gist of it. But I started more or less to read Abe Foxman, The Riot Act. And anyways, so I was over in Minuteman National Historical Park all day long. And I hung out with the president of the Korean War Veterans of Massachusetts. The president, he's got an office in the State House and everything. And he was telling me all about Israel, because they gave him an all-expenses-paid trip over there for 10 days and wined him and dined him and everything. And of course, Israel can do no wrong with this guy now, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Seduced him and everything. But anyway, they've seduced him. But anyways, I didn't want to dwell on that as much as I want. To make a long story short, Michael, Abe Foxman was on my mind all day. I was thinking a lot about him, and I was thinking about, you know, there's questions I'd like to ask him. Like, I'll give you just an example, and then I'll go on to my point, but about my encounter here. But, like, I'd like to ask Abe Foxman, for example, this is just one of the questions I'd like to ask him. Why does he think the gospel of Jesus Christ is classical anti-Semitism? But he doesn't think that over 800 concentration camps in America is classical anti-Semitism. So, but to make a long story short, Abe Foxman was on my mind a lot. Well, Michael, in my life, I frequently experience what I've come to call serendipitous synchronicities. Okay?
Okay.
Serendipitous synchronicities. Well, do you know, after celebrating Independence Day and everything, and thinking about Abe Foxman a lot and everything, and what he's trying to do to all his efforts that he's exerting to take Americans' independence away from them, I got home about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, Michael, and I'm out in the back of where I live. I live at the VA hospital, you know, And if anybody wants to find me, but the egg found me. But anyways, so you know, I was thinking about Abe Foxman all day. And anyways, I'm getting out of my vehicle, and something caught my eye. Okay, and anyways, this something just it came right over to me, and it stopped right in front of me, Michael, and it started sniffing around a tree that was right in front of me, and if you can believe this, Michael, it was a fox. It was a
no
fox.
Kidding.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a fox in quite a number of years since I left Alaska, like in the mid '90s. So it was actually a fox and everything, and I just watched it, and it was sniffing around this tree and everything, and I didn't move or anything or make a noise, but I think it caught my scent because it suddenly looked up at me and looked right at me and everything. And I said to him right out loud, I said something to the effect, if it's not the exact thing I said to him, but I said, my, look who showed up. What a coincidence, Mr. Foxman. he looked at me for just a couple of seconds and everything, and then he ran like hell.
I'll tell you what, Dave.
That's a true story.
I believe you, because I had some very interesting experiences with animals when I was in Russia that if I tried to describe them over the air, they wouldn't be as simple to describe as what happened to you. But I've told these stories to people, and I just don't write that kind of stuff off as a coincidence. Let's just put it that way.
No, they've happened. Things like that have happened to me too frequently. Like I said, I've even come up with my own term for it. I call them serendipitous synchronicities.
Yeah, well, I guess that's as good a way of describing it as anything. But you know, I think Abe Foxman would be flattered and thrilled to know that you were thinking about him all day long. But
not.
I do think that's really very, very interesting. I think that's very, very interesting, and I don't think that it was a coincidence. I just think that there were things. How can I put it? I think there were things at work there.
Oh yeah, we're living like in a Walt Disney film and stuff. And actually, it's kind of like the way Michael, how I feel about it is, it's kind of like the way the deity kind of interrelates with me. He has God really does have a sense of humor.
I believe that. And you know, as I say, I have had so many experiences in my life that many people would be horrified or shocked to hear about because they bordered on, I don't know, you might describe them as psychic experiences or whatever. But I've had Christian ministers of undoubted Christian faith tell me that those experiences that I described to them were God's way of speaking to me.
Yeah,
it wasn't the devil, it was God. It was God showing me something I needed to see. So, as I say, the multiple numbers of experiences that I've had over the years have further added to my faith and my belief that there is this creator, that we aren't just here on this earth to make life easier for the Jews who believe that this earth is all there is, that this is their paradise, that this is that they are the chosen people chosen to rule this earth. I don't believe that. I think there's much, much more out there, and it's a very spiritual thing. And it goes back a long time before this earth even was ever created.
Yeah, I've heard you say, Michael, how you believe that everything is very, very spiritual, and this struggle is just as spiritual as it can be.
Oh, and, I agree.
And this is it's things like this, where Michael, it's like when things like this happen to me, very often it's I interpret it as the feeling I have is like God is reassuring me that
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And I'm on the right track and just keep on.
Dave, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people out there listening right now who probably say, oh, Dave and Piper are into the occult. They're witches and warlocks and Satanists and demonists and so forth. But no, 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 we're about as Christian as you're ever going to get. Dave, thanks for your call. That's a very interesting story. I'm glad you told that story.
Okay, Michael.
All right, talk to you again soon. All right, we're going to our final break. We have another caller waiting out there. We're going to bring him up when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here on this Tuesday night at republicbroadcasting.org. We've got another caller, Mike from Arizona. Mike, come on up.
Yo, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Good. So, you know, Jim Mars, when you talked a couple nights ago about the political atmosphere in Germany, as far as getting back to the earth and all the that kind of thing?
Right, right.
Well, let me tell you, he's right about one thing. That's the way it was after World War One and going on into the 20s. The Nazis weren't popular then. They had a few people in the Reichstag, but they didn't have any power at all. But that's the political atmosphere in Germany before Hitler got popular. Not during. It was before. And there was actually somebody else that was on Fox News about a month ago who wrote a book that said the same thing, that anti-Semitism was preluded by the getting back to the earth. And he was
that's very interesting. I didn't know that. If I did know that, I had forgotten it.
Yeah, that was the political atmosphere after World War One.
Yeah, but I tell you what, if you look at a lot of the policies that were carried out in Germany during the Third Reich, there was classical conservation. There was a Walter Darre. I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced. Darre. He was one of the agricultural leaders in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a certain element of that within the German government. In fact, this always upsets our Jewish friends when this is brought up. But among the first actions taken by Adolf Hitler when he became Chancellor of Germany, he outlawed many forms of cruelty to animals, not the least of which was kosher slaughter. But there were also other actions taken, outlawing vivisection and other policies, you know, that today many of our animal rights groups would endorse. So, you know, I guess the bottom line of it is that there's so much we think we know about so much in history that is just not true, and that's the point that I try to drive home here, that so many patriots, for want of a better way of describing them, so many patriots believe nothing they hear in the establishment media in this country except what is said about Nazi Germany, and then they take what they believe that they've heard about Nazi Germany and apply it to things that they do not like here in this country today.
You know, Mars is a paid shill.
What's that?
Mars is just a paid shill.
You know, I tell you, I don't even want to go so far as to say that, but I don't think it would be... Let's put it this way. Major publishing companies do put his books out. He has steered clear, for the most part, of saying boo as far as the crimes of Israel and the Mossad are concerned. Some years ago, I'll tell you frankly, somebody writing from Dallas, Texas, sent me a very, very long, interesting document that was very well written and very well researched, which pinpointed for me elements of the Mossad links to the JFK assassination right there in the city of Dallas. And I've always had the suspicion that it was Jim Mars who sent it to me, but he didn't have the guts to put his name on it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Ahmadinejad canceled the war. There was lack of interest. It was all hoax to get
the
price of oil up.
I wish he had the power to do it. We'll see what happens.
All right, bye.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's good news. No war with Iran. I wish that were only true, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, you have a good evening, folks. I'm going to have a bite to eat, and then I'm going to go to bed. But you stay tuned to RBN. We'll see you here tomorrow night, God willing.
All you men out there.